Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're discussing today the second lesson on man's origin, his purpose, and his destiny. And friend, this is a very serious and important subject because it determines so much for ourselves. What we think of ourselves, what we think of those round about us, what we think about why we are here and where we are going. What is life all about? Well, I think in discussing these points, we're going to have God's answer to our inquiry. Now, there are only two explanations that is for man's origin. One is organic evolution, and there's theistic evolution and atheistic evolution, and we're going to mention that again in a moment. But the biblical explanation is very plain. It says God created man in his own image. God is spirit. God, out of the dust of the ground, created man's body. And he created man's spirit because God is the Father of spirits. And you understand again, and I repeat, that when we talk about man, we're talking about the human family, mankind. Now, we spoke last time about the origin of man from the biblical point of view and how it violates nothing that can be demonstrated. It violates nothing that we can know. And science cannot show the origin of man because science must deal with that which already exists. Nobody observed the origin of man, of course. It's only by revelation and not by observation. So we turn to the evidence as to what is the most reasonable, logical, understandable, believable origin of man, creation or organic evolution. Now, as for the evolutionists, they simply regard man as just another highly evolved animal and nothing more. They claim, and this is what the atheist says, they claim that something existed. Now, they don't know what existed or where it came from, but something existed. And from that something, somehow, it exploded, like the Big Bang Theory. And from this explanation, in some unexplainable naturalistic event that they don't know how to explain, eventually, there was produced a single living cell. There was life. Of course, this violates what we know, that life cannot come from non-life, but the evolutionist violates that principle and says we'll ignore that and we'll go ahead with our theory. And then this cell, furthermore, began to evolve into a multi-celled creature. Now, how that took place, they have no explanation and they don't know. The scientific explanation of the evolutionist is that it just happened. Now, isn't that scholarly? Isn't that brilliant? The origin of man and his source of origin. Why, it just happened. Is that proof? Is that believable? And then down through the eons of time, in a subtle naturalistic way, this single cell that was dead and came alive and evolved into a multi-celled creature, it eventually evolved into what we now call a man. Well, their contention is that from something non-living, there came life. That violates what we can know, to be sure. And from this single cell, everything that lives, I'm talking about everything that lives, animal or vegetable, everything that lives, according to the evolutionist, came into being from this single cell. Now, dear friend, you may not have known it, but when you eat your vegetables, are you realizing that you're eating some of your far-removed relatives? For you came from the same place as the corn and the tomato and all the other vegetables. That's according to the organic evolutionist. Is that reasonable to believe that you're eating your kinfolk when you eat your vegetables? Now, with this kind of outlook toward humans, little wonder that they don't mind aborting unborn children. They don't mind the destruction of those that they don't want. They even want to dispose of some of the sick and the so-called undesirables. Human life, to the evolutionist, it has no sacredness whatsoever, not if they hold to their theory. Evolutionist doesn't explain where man came from to begin with. It certainly doesn't explain why we are here, because it just happened, or where we are going. The only explanation evolutionists have that we came from nowhere, we came from nothing, we're here for no reason, and we're only going to wind up in the grave or a pile of ashes. What a concept of human life. But that's the evolutionist for you. Now, there's a theistic evolutionist with the futility that try to please error and truth at the same time. They don't deny the existence of God like the atheists do, but they contend that God used the process of organic and naturalistic evolution to produce man. The only real difference between the atheist and the theistic evolutionist is the source of the original single cell, which is supposed to have produced all life that's supposed here on this earth. Atheists say it just happened, but the evolutionists say God created that single cell. Now, both systems have the same problem. Scientifically, they have the same dilemma. Both have the same unanswered questions, and both have the same inconsistencies. Both lack the evidence that such a developmental evolutionary process from a single cell has ever taken place. The incongruities of man originating in such a fashion hold with equal force against both the evolutionist, theistic, or atheistic. It's really foolish to talk about evolutionist, theistic, or atheistic when there's no such proof of evolution to begin with. Biblically, they face the same problems as well as facing the same problems scientifically. You know, the Bible teaches that like begets like, life begets life, death doesn't produce life. And you produce, oh, you ever heard of a cow producing a horse? You ever produce of a chicken producing an alligator? No, chickens produce chickens. Alligators produce alligators. Like produces like. Evolutionists say, no, it evolved somewhere or another. One produced the other over a long period of time. Friend, that is so ridiculous. Some of our compromising and modernistic so-called scholars notwithstanding, they like to claim that the Bible is wrong, because the Bible says that all things were created in 6 days. Now, the word day, it comes from the Hebrew word yom, and when it is used with a number, numerical reference, it refers to a solar day, a 24-hour day. And you'll also, as you read about creation, you see that it was an evening and morning in every day. Now, evening has darkness. Morning has light. Some evolutionists contend that day refers to long periods of time. But if that be true, we must admit, while admitting day does not always mean 24 hours, it does when it's used with a numeral. But furthermore, since each day had an evening and a morning, if the evolutionists were right, they destroy everything in the night. How could vegetables remain alive during long eons of darkness, which of course would be freezing? It would make impossible for the growth of anything, let alone the evolution of mankind. Everything would freeze. Everything would die for lack of light. And yet they say the day means a long period of time. Now, contend for evolutionists, of course, is to contradict Jesus. It's ridiculous for a person to claim to be a Christian and claim to love Christ and don't believe what he had to say, to think that he was wrong in what he contended for. How anyone could claim to be a true Christian and hold to the theory that contradicts the Lord only demonstrates his own inconsistency. and his own egotism. And that's the egotism of the theistic evolutionists who say they are Christians, but they deny what Jesus Christ taught. Jesus said, and read it in your Bible, in Matthew 19:4, God made them male and female from the beginning. They did not evolve into existence. It did not take eons of time for Adam and Eve to become alive. God said, or Jesus said, God made them male and female from the beginning. Do you believe that? Or was he wrong about that? And if he was wrong about that, what does that say about his deity? Scripture says that man was man from the time that he ever lived. Genesis 1:27 teaches that humans were created, not evolved. There's no way an honest mind can hold to both evolution and the Bible. Now, you may believe one or the other, but you can't hold to both like the theistic evolutionist tries to do. That's the reason we said in our previous lesson, they are a pathetic, pitiable people who try to harmonize the Bible and evolution. You will have to become mentally polluted with an anti-God philosophy to follow from the halls of learning of the so-called scholars of today to become so ridiculously nonsensical as to try to hold to both of them. Furthermore, that things produce after their own kind, that's a proven fact. It's demonstrable. It's observable. Nor does life come from non-life. Mentality doesn't come from no mentality. Yes, man was made lower than the angels, but he was made superior to the animals. He's not just another animal that happened to be more developed than other animals. Man came into being as a man, and there's absolutely no room for the organic evolutionary process in the biblical or in the scientific record. There's no room, there's no reason for the attempt to harmonize what God reveals in His Word and the unprovable, impossible, so-called accidental explanations that come from those who simply do not wish to have God. Now, that's the reason people hold to evolution. Here comes a man along, he's got a lot of letters after his name. They think he's a scholar. This is taught in all the schools. This is taught in the higher institutions of learning by these so-called scholars who think they know more than God, and they're propagating a theory that they couldn't prove if their life depended upon it, and their soul does depend upon it. And they say the Bible is all wrong. They come up with a theory that contradicts everything that man can know, everything that man can prove. It's just their own theory because they simply don't want God. You see, because man was created by God, as we mentioned before, he's accountable to God. Some people don't want to be accountable for their behavior. They don't want to be accountable for their life. They don't want to have to give answer for how they live and conduct themselves toward other people or in life generally. They want to do their own thing, and therefore they will grasp greedily, hungrily, for the idea that man just happened. I suggest to you that it is ridiculously stupid to think that humankind just happened with no reason, no purpose, no intention whatsoever. And in our next lesson, we're going to talk about the purpose of man as God's Word teaches us what that purpose is. We hope you will be listening. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.